Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're getting a preview of the upcoming Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. It is coming up May 19th through the 22nd at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds in Angels Camp. We're talking this weekend to the fair CEO and manager, Lori Giannini. Lori, next thing I want to ask you about is the carnival. What can you tell us about how that's going to be looking this year?
Well, we're really excited to be offering two locations, our kiddie carnival, which is rides for younger children, and then our, for lack of a better term, adult carnival, or for older kids up on the top. So we're very excited to be offering two. We have a new carnival company, Classic Amusements, and I'm very happy to have them. They came in last minute last year and offered a small carnival for us during the homecoming. They're a great company. I'm really, really happy to be working with them. They're out of Hayward. The rides are very clean. I just really like their presentation. And, you know, BJ, for a lot of our partners, the pandemic was pretty rough. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them could not, you know, hang in there. A lot of our vendors, a lot of, you know, carnival companies, if you make your living out on the road in big events, it was a pretty tough time for you. So we're just grateful to be able to have this carnival, and I'm just so excited about their presentation and all the things they do.
Very good. And then the livestock events, what will those look like this year?
The livestock events are going to be awesome. You know, 2020, we went ahead and had a auction, but no kids could be there because the kids already had their animals by the time we got to the shutdown. In 2021, we had a livestock show, but we weren't permitted to have the auction. This year, we get to have all of it. And we have kids who have been in the program for 2 years, BJ, and they've never participated in a live auction. This is going to be their first time.
This is a big year for the fair.
It is a big year for the fair, and we're so excited. Entries are up. We have lots of new families, and so it's just really exciting. And, you know, these kids just work so hard, and all the volunteers, because, you know, we have all of these exhibitors and, you know, over 189 pigs, close to 60 sheep, same in goats, little goats, poultry, steers. And we have the only ag professionals we have are the ones that work in the FFA programs. Everybody else who helps these kids are volunteers. And when you really think about that, you know, sometimes when I really think about it, I get tears come to my eyes, because these people that dedicate their time, these men and women who dedicate, and it's all year long, and just to help the youth of our community, that's pretty special.
Mm-hmm. And then how about the livestock auction? Is that going to be one big event this year? The livestock, is it big and small animals together?
Oh, no. Yeah, we do one. Okay. We do one. But we have two rings.
Two rings.
So in 2020, we were able to finally, the Junior Livestock Money Committee had raised the money to build a new swine-covered auction ring. So we have two really nice auction rings right now. And so it'll be all together. It starts at 7 a.m. with breakfast. And if you're interested in buying an animal, then you just come to the office, tell us that you're going to the auction. I have people who will take you down to the breakfast, and that's where you start your day.
And anyone in the community can take part and come and purchase all these items?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're not interested in purchasing a whole animal, we do have a boost program where you can just support a child. Mm-hmm. So it's the same process.
I know at the fair you're very big into promoting events for the kids and making this a good experience for the kids. Anything else I didn't ask about that's kid-related this year?
Well, we have our Tom and Becky contest, and Tom and Becky are actually coming out from Hannibal, Missouri. They have a big contest out there, and so the winners are coming out, so that's going to be fun. We have Lego build-ups, crafts in our buildings. Like I said, we have the activities in our arena. We have some children's activities planned for the rodeo. Yes. And on Thursday, you know, kids jump frogs for free. Mm-hmm. On Kids Day. And so, you know, just jumping a frog is a huge experience. So we are in the business of helping families make memories.
I definitely, my young kids have jumped frogs, and that was one of the best experiences. They still talk about it, you know, every single year. So, and I have to admit, I'm kind of not in the know. Tom and Becky, who are they?
Kay, Becky Thatcher, Tom Sawyer.
Oh, very good.
So, okay. You know, it's our Mark Twain tie-in. And
perfect.
So we have these folks coming from Hannibal, Missouri, and we're really happy to host them. They will be here, I think they fly in Thursday, the 19th, so they'll be here the rest of the weekend. Very excited to have them.
You know, the last time we spoke on Motherlode Views was about a year ago. Have there been any notable projects at the fairgrounds this past year that would be worth noting?
Oh, yes. With the help of Calaveras County and AB5, it was called, we received a grant, and we are have $1.5 million sewer project going on at the fairgrounds. We're almost there to completion, but some of it hasn't arrived, and you know how the industry is right now, where it's really hard to get parts and things. So we're waiting on tanks, actually. But that's been huge. We have a memorial pavilion that's almost finished. We just received a grant where we're going to be able to put switchbacks in some of our buildings. So in the case of an emergency where we have to become a catastrophic event center, we can go to generator power. We received a grant for that. Lots of small projects all through the fairgrounds. And so we're just very, very excited.
I enjoy watching the videos that you put out. And I saw one recently where there were some wine grapes being planted out front. What can you
yes.
tell us about that?
So Steve Collum was a dear friend of the fair. And he was really active as a wine grape grower. And he really was active as far as education. And he loved doing the educational aspect of our wine pavilion. We lost him, I believe, in 2021 or 2020, I'm not sure. But in his honor, are planted a memorial pavilion with 8 plants that have some kind of significance to the area. And it's a little vineyard. It's something that Steve talked to me about year after year after year. And I was so excited that we were able to get a group of people together and just make that happen for him.
Definitely influential member of the local wine community and Calaveras community in general. That's great to see. We need to take one more break. We're talking with Lori Giannini, who is the fair manager and CEO on this weekend's Motherlode Views of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee.
Quick programming note, next week we will turn our attention to the Tuolumne Utilities District. Some big announcements coming when it comes to infrastructure and the negotiations that are ongoing with PG&E. Tuolumne Utilities District looking to acquire things like the Lyons and Pinecrest Reservoir, and some movement is about ready to be announced. We are going to have Don Perkins, the general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District, come on the show and get us up to speed on everything that's going to be happening. Also next week there's going to be a special board meeting of the Board of Supervisors and TUD. That's coming up Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're going to hear an update as well on the project. So tune in next week on Motherlode Views. You can find out the latest when it comes to the negotiations with TUD and PG&E. Our final segment with Lori Giannini is coming up in just a minute.